Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question continuing with our topic of eating and drinking and having various simchas in a shul or a beis medrash. How about a seuda for a bas mitzvah? Can that be held in the sanctuary of a shul, or can that not be held in the sanctuary of a shul? And as we've seen on a number of these issues, we have quoted the Igros Moshe, who has found a basis to be lenient in a number of the circumstances. For example, when it came to having the Suda Shlishis, or to have a simcha for a chasan, to have a bar mitzvah, even to have a tikkun on the day of a yortzeit, where Moshe said, at least in Chutz Laretz, we have the rationale to be lenient that the batei kneisios bechutz laretz al tanayim asuim, that the batei kneisios or the batei medrash, if they're built and there's a condition that's made that they'll be used for personal uses like eating and drinking, indeed it's permitted. And even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens that only applies when they are inactive and not in use, but Rav Moshe says, indeed, the world relies on the Shita of Rashi and the Or Zeruah, that even when the shuls and the batei medrash are actively being used, we can be lenient when it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. However, when it comes to a bas mitzvah, even the Igros Moshe does not find a basis to be lenient. He says when it comes to a bas mitzvah is a divrei reshus. It's a volitional thing. It is not in any form of a mitzvah. His language is as follows: Hu vaday rak divrei reshus vehevel ba'alma. It's a divrei reshus. It's volitional, and it's not. It's futile to have a seuda for a bas mitzvah. And he says even more so, certainly don't have it in a shul, because the basis of celebrating it, at least in a shul, are from the Reformed and the conservative Jews, so we cannot copy that. And he says that it's just like having a birthday party. Obviously, we cannot use a shul for uses of that nature that have no shmek of a mitzvah. So then Rav Moshe goes on to talk about a bar mitzvah, and he says, in fact, I would even do away in our country, talking about the United States of America, do away with the celebrations of the bar mitzvah, not the bar mitzvah itself and the aliyah and the laning, but he's talking about the celebrations and the seudas, because he says there has never been a time that the seuda and the parties that they have for bar mitzvah brought anyone closer to Torah mitzvahs, and not even the bar mitzvah boy. And not even for an hour, not even for a short amount of time did it have a positive spiritual impact on people. And in fact, the opposite. There are cases that it causes them to be mechal Shabbos. People drive to the bar mitzvah, other isurim involved. But what can I do, says Rav Moshe? I cannot nullify having the seudas, the parties for the bar mitzvah, as long as they're kosher. But we should not be innovative and create concepts of having a bas mitzvah in a shul that has no concept, no connection to a mitzvah. And he says as follows, even to have it in a house, it's preferable to not have it at all, even though there's no iser to have it. It's just like a birthday party. But to have it in shul, even if it's not going to disturb anybody, even if it's after they've davened already, mincha marav, it is usur. So that is the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says that if you find a hall that was made for parties, even if they're made for prohibited parties, and you want to have your bas mitzvah there, as long as you have it in appropriate way, it's just like using any other hall, that would be permitted. Not ideal, but okay, go forward, as long as you don't do any yisurim, but in a shul, highly unacceptable. Now, what's interesting is there are poskim that disagree on one point and not another. What do I mean by that? There are poskim that disagree with Rav Moshe, and they are of the view that a seuda and a celebration for a bas mitzvah, obviously it has to be appropriate, is indeed a seudas mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to have that seuda. That would be permitted and wonderful. However, even according to those poskim, it should not be in a shul. So those poskim who say that it's a mitzvah include the Yaskil Avdi and the Tshuva Sri Dei Eish and Yechav Edasra Vavadi Yosef. They are of the view that indeed it is a mitzvah to have this Seuda Tekes, a celebration for the Bas Mitzvah girl, as long as it's appropriate and it should be uplifting, but indeed it should not be in a shul. And in fact, the Sefer Sova Smacha says that, even though there is a basis to have a chagiga celebration for a bas mitzvah. However, it should not be in a shul because that would be a lack of modesty. That's the explanation he gives. I think others would say it's not the right format. It's just not bekavodik for the shul, etc., etc. Various reasons. But we see bottom line that we have a machlokis is having a seudas proper celebration for a bas mitzvah, a mitzvah or not. According to Rav Moshe, it is not. It's like any other birthday party. According to some other poskim, it is a mitzvah, but all would agree that it should not be done in a shul or a base medrash.